Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Kurakomi.
Welcome to the show, Spooky. Are you? Is it a yarmulke? What do you have on there on your face there?
I got Botox today.
At Tutela?
From Tutela Spa. From G Spa by Tutela Plastic Surgery. It's in East Hanover, New Jersey. Literally right by my mother-in-law's house. And I was due for Botox. And that's that.
You look radiant. If you're just joining us, Spooky's... did he also remove the those dark lenses from your sunglasses?
What, you don't like my grandma's?
No, I do. I was saying we can see you, my dear. I think it's the first time you exposed yourself on the telecast. You have such this is like the better to see with, my dear, when the big bag wolf eats the lady, the kids.
Are you drunk?
No, but I just woke up from a nap. I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning because I'm from Europe, so I don't remember. Me and Billy have been waking up at 5 a.m. every day.
Sick on the time change.
This is like 9 o'clock at night for me because we woke up at 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock this morning, and I had a full day. I had a breakfast on the table by before 8 a.m. Like he already had coffee and breakfast.
Oh my god!
And he was at the gym already. So I had to take my midday nap. I normally take my nap at 4. I took my nap waiting for you because you're at the doctor. Now I'm just disoriented. So I'm having a cup of Joe. But good evening, everyone. Friday evening.
Well, my apologies. We are busy filming all freaking week. So
why is that show still on?
I don't know. No, I don't want to get canceled. I need a job.
No, I mean, like, it's like you still are filming. Like, isn't like, what are you filming now? Is Sam's kid in college already?
Well, no, we're filming. We did like her bachelorette party. So you guys are going to see that. And then we have to film all next week, which I don't even know what we're doing. But I have to go get my wedding dress for her, her wedding. And you have to do my makeup. You have to dress nice. You're my plus one.
Well, I have to get, is it black tie? I have a tuxedo.
I feel like everyone's dressing black tie. She didn't say it's black tie, but I'm getting a gown.
Just in case I have to step in as the groom. Your hair looks nice. You had it dyed at Jackie Della's?
I went to Jackie Della's and I got it darker. And then I chopped off an inch. And then I got Botox today. I'm getting ready for my birthday. If you bitches don't know, my birthday is November 23rd. 9 days. It's on a Sunday.
It's a countdown.
So,
are we going to go to?
I want you to cook at your house.
Well, will you come over? Will the Cape May girls come over?
Yeah, we have to figure out a date.
Well, why not on your birthday? Oh, because you have to be with your family.
Yeah, freak.
Sorry, I haven't looked at myself all day. My hair's boiling out.
Wait. So tell me about
Paris. Well,
did you get me a present? you didn't get me a present.
Yes, I did. I have it here.
Liar.
It's right over there. Look over there.
I told you to get me a Chotsky.
I have things. Don't worry.
No, you don't.
I have to look in my bag. I have a lot of things.
You're so mean.
Wait. I'm going to see you tomorrow, though. Spooky and I are working for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. We have to work tomorrow in the city. Maybe we could grab a cocktail after.
Well, why not? Why don't you? Because I can't bring my dog. I already got scolded by the network. They said, don't bring that fucking dog again.
Wait, do you want to see the present I got you? I was going to show you. Tomorrow.
Yeah, show it to me now. I don't want to be nervous.
All right, so tell our friends about France.
Okay, so I am bonjour for anyone's listening, or bonsoir, I should say, because it's evening. What a wild ride. I think I want to move there. I'm definitely more Parisian than I am anything else. So I did change my bio on Instagram to French-American, because that's how I identify at this point in life.
I got the goods.
I don't see anything. Oh, God. Stop! Is that really him?
Yeah, it's him.
What? Why wouldn't you wait for Christmas?
Because I'm not giving you... I want you to wear this before Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Twiggy, look.
Look, it's you!
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, go in of Rocky, too, so we can match. All right, so what did you say about France?
Oh, I said I'm changing my... I'm now a French-American. So, you know, nationality, say, oh, I'm, you know, African-American, Mexican-American, Spanish-American. I am...
Chilena-American.
Parisian American, because I think I need to move there. I think I have to move there. It is so chic. It's the chicest place I've ever been. It makes Italy look like a third world country. It's so chic, and I just fit right in there. It's just like New York, but like without all the riffraff and without all the there's still like tackiness thing. There's still like tacky things there. So there's still like areas that are like, you know, really touristy and like Times Squareish, but it's just so effortlessly chic, and I just like.
And the food's amazing.
Oh, the food is unbelievable. The coffee. I drank wine. I drank wine every single day. I came back with a 6-pack. Like, I'm ripped right now.
That's insane.
I'll show you tomorrow. I have a 6-pack. I was like, and I probably lost like 10 pounds since I got there.
Bruises all over my face.
I drank wine every day. Ooh. Champagne every day. Like, not just glasses. Like, we had 5 bottles of wine each day. And I smoked cigarettes all day long. In the morning with coffee.
Real, like, cigarettes?
Know, everyone just smokes cigarettes all day long. They just sit there in the cafe. So when you sit in the cafe,
my God.
There, everyone faces the street. Like, everyone faces out. Like, it's very performative. Like, people sit there to, like, be seen, see and be seen. So, like, people that are sitting at restaurants, they don't sit, like, you know, face to face at the restaurant. You sit next to each other at the restaurant facing outward. So it looks like you're, so when you walk down the street, it looks like there's a studio audience. When you're looking at the people in the restaurants, it looks like a studio audience. There's, like, a rows of people just, like, facing you. So it's, like, everyone's on set all day long, which I liked about that. My Airbnb was, like, insane. Like, I can't imagine, like, that's, like, how, like, it's just, like, so chic. And they just, like, step out and, you know, it was just really chic. I saw a rat. I saw Ratatouille. I saw Remy at one of the restaurants I was going to.
Well, everyone, all the Crusaders thought that you were engaged.
I know, because I put a ring on the, I was tipsy. We just came off a champagne cruise. We rented this little boat, and we went on a little cruise to look at the skyscraper, the Eiffel Tower, and all the things on the Seine. And yeah, it was just really, really chic and really fun. I would go back. I want to go back, like, all the time. Like, I really want to get dual citizenship. I was asking all the people, like, how I can, like, move there, because it's just, like, it's just where I feel my most comfortable, to be honest. And I haven't stopped yet. So, like, I bought all, like, the French food we were eating. I'm eating ham cheese baguettes from now on. And I made a French omelet this morning with fine herbs.
That one sandwich you ate looked bomb. It had pickles in it. Wait,
yes.
First of all,
I can make it tomorrow.
This is your calling now. You needed something that, like, really took off, like, really takes off on your social media. And what you did in France took off. Like, you got so many comments. It was going viral. Like, that's what you need to do now. You're what is that called? Like a foodie. What are you?
Travel vlogger.
Travel vlogger.
Oh, voila.
Yeah.
As they say in the biz.
I loved all of your content.
Thank you. I went shopping, so I had to do my shopping reviews. I went to this French pharmacy. I'm going to do a French pharmacy review there. It's a huge thing. Their skincare is there. They take very seriously, and they have, like, the best skincare in the world there, and everyone buys it. It's in, like, it's like all these things that look just like a small, like, cute CVS, but they, like, have the best skincare in the world, and everyone go shopping. So I went to the best of the best, and I got all the products all over that. So I'm going to do a little review of that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I get it. Everyone says it, like, it's, you can drink wine all day long. You don't get a hangover. Like, you don't gain weight. Like, I wasn't walking
any
more than I normally was. I just think that there's no, like, additives in the foods there, or I don't know what it is. I'm going to contact my local representative and find out.
It's happening.
All right, mamas. Thanksgiving is around the corner. Also my birthday, but cooking Thanksgiving is high stakes. It feels like one dried out turkey can literally ruin it all. So that's why we love My Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer takes the guesswork out of the holiday cooking. The USDA says turkeys gotta hit 165 degrees Fahrenheit to be safe. But Chef IQ ensures that you hit that perfect temperature every single time. So whether you're roasting, grilling, pan searing, even smoking the turkey, it's got you covered. And it couldn't be easier. Just insert the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, then sit back and relax. Chef IQ Sense tells you when to flip, take it off the heat, and even how long to let it rest. So basically, it's like having a personal chef watching the stove so you can hang out with your guests. No more oven peeking, no more dried out turkey, just perfectly cooked meals every single time. And it works for steaks, chicken, fish, whatever you're cooking. And you'll wonder how you ever cooked without it. Plus, it's the ultimate gift, perfect for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. Don't you love this, Joey?
I love it, and I got mine in the mail, and I like, because I got the variety pack, so it has a few different ones in there. So I could, if I'm making multiple steaks, I love it for steak night, because some people like it medium rare, some people like it rare, whatever they like it. So I'm able to cook multiple things at one time and all on the app. And it's so easy to kind of keep track with it. It really does help even the most experienced chef like myself. But definitely you need this during the holiday season. It's great to have. It's the perfect gift for anyone who cooks in the house. Father's Day, I mean, it's great for fathers. You know how dads and like, you know, things like, what do you got your dad? He always has everything. This is something that he wouldn't buy for himself. And it's like the best gift. And you can get 30% off site-wide with code Snooki at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com, promo code Snooki. chefiq.com, promo code Snooki for 30% off site-wide. You're going to like what you see over at Chef IQ, mama.
Now I want to go to France. That was never on my bucket list to go there. And now, like, after seeing your trip, I'm like,
Oh, it's so fun. And there's so many things to do. And there's, like, we were supposed to do, like, a lot of other things. But, like, I didn't really book. I was going to do, like live shows and things. But we just kind of did, like, restaurants and just kind of vegged and, like, act like we lived in the city, which I think is much more me. But I did I was already, like, feeling so guilty by the time we got out of wine country and Burgundy to got all the way to Paris that I was, like, I have to get home because I'm missing my kid. It was torturous.
Did you cry when you saw Wiggles?
Yeah. I have a video of it, but I look disgusting, so I'm not posting it.
All right, show me, though, please.
I will. Wait, hold on. I'd like to sleep.
Maybe, Shane.
Look how my new blanket.
Hi, pumpkin boy. Wait, we need to plan a day for my birthday. I feel like I'm not doing anything for my birthday. I have to freaking work all next week. Like, usually I would, like, make it next week, like, right before my birthday. Because after Sunday, then it's, like, Thanksgiving, and, like, people are busy. Like, I'm annoyed.
What is your dream birthday to do? What are you doing on your actual birthday? You going to be with your family on Sunday?
Well, yeah. I wanted to go. My dream thing would be, like, do something fun with the kids. And then I wanted to go to Florida, to our condo, just me and Gianni, for 2 nights. Can't do that because we're freaking filming. And then I wanted you to cook dinner for me and my friends at your house. But, like, I don't think I have time.
So do you have time or not have time?
Like, I don't know.
You're the only one with the schedule problems. Everyone else, none of us have anything else going
on. Well, tell them to stop working me to the bone.
Well, I'm happy to host. I've got the itch to host and cook French food. I got all these cheeses yesterday from the French store. I mean, not a French store, it's Murray's Cheese Shop, but I got all French cheeses. But now Lear is being a fucking bitch. Yesterday she had a parent teacher conference, right? And then today I was like, oh, she'll go, okay, we'll hang out this weekend. So today I said, I called her at 10 a.m. I said, oh, do you want to come over tonight for dinner? I feel like cooking. Whatever. She goes, I'm hosting a PTA happy hour.
Okay.
So she's doing PTA things both days. And I'm just sitting here. I have all this wine and cheese and cigarettes and no one wants to come over. And Wiggles is all cheesed out. He can't have any more. And
well,
he's been smoking like a chimney.
If you were my neighbor, I would come over in 2 seconds.
Well, I only live up the street. Just have to get on the...
No, you live a million miles away.
125,200 minutes. 125,000.
My face hurts.
Okay, so Wiggles, mother.
Oh, shit. I forgot you were doing that.
Okay, so she contacted me again this week. The thing is, so if you didn't listen to listen last week, go, you can rewind. I'll give you a minute. Okay, now that you're back, I was talking about last, like, cause when I was gone, my sister is here with her kid, her dog, and so Wiggles and his cousin were hanging out for like a week, 2 weeks straight. So he got used to having someone else in the home, and he was like, he's never been more behaved. He's never been happier. He's like eating all his food, like he is going outside. He's like doing all the things he should be doing, and he's like behaving and, like, I mean, he's acting up and being annoying, but like he's at his like truest form when he's around other people. So I said to myself, he needs to have a brother and sister, like only child syndrome. And he's not an only child. You can tell he's a Leo. He wants to be the head of the household and like be the most popular. And like, he's a big brother. You can see it through his core. He wants to be that, you know, the most the Marsha Brady of the family. But he wants to be like the quarterback of the football team. He wants to be like the most popular boy in school. Like, but he needs other people to be around him to show his dominance. Like by himself, it's like he's powerless. I mean, especially around me, because his mother's a star. And his aunt is Greta Garbo.
Greta.
Even the Greta was sick. So I have to get him another kid. So, but the thing is, I can't have another newborn. I can't go through childbirth again. It's just like...
Get the mother!
Because I can't put him on the ground. You know, you can't put the little one on the ground. You have to walk one of them and then not the other one. It's just gonna be a nightmare. So I want to get someone his age... Or maybe a little bit older, someone who's potty trained already, and someone that is fixed already.
Mature.
So then I called the breeder, and she has The one she has available is the mother. It's Wiggle's mother. Her, but the thing is, she's only 2 years old, which is fine. She's not fixed yet because she is...
Oh my God, was she 16 and pregnant?
Yeah, she got... Freaking she was 16 months and pregnant. She's available, but her name's Mia. She already knows her name, and I hate that name. I can't change... So the bad part is I can't change her name if I get the mother.
Mia?
Mia. I was going to call... I would just call her Jiggles instead of Wiggles. So they had
Wiggles. Mia Wiggles.
No, Wiggles and Jiggles. But the thing is, there's two reasons. She's not fixed yet, so then I have to get her fixed. Otherwise, she's going to have her period all over my potato brown couch.
Sick. Ew, and she's going to be humping her son.
Yeah, and another thing is, I want to be able to have a mother. Like, I want to be able to have my two kids. And if I have the mother, it's almost like your mom moving in with you and your mom. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to want you anymore because he's going to be like, I have my mom. Yeah, they're going to run away. They're going to run away.
So I'm afraid she's gonna act like she owns the house and she's going to act like it's her kid. I'm going to be like, bitch, back the fuck up.
She might kill you in your sleep and then take over the apartment.
Yeah. And then try to invite the baby daddy over and all her other other children and make her own family here.
You basically stole her child.
And there's squatter's rights in New York City. So that's why I'm terrified. So that's the one thing I'm thinking of, and I want it to be like more like my two kids, like, you know, like, oh, kids, stop it. Stop it. Like, I can't yell at an adult. Do you know what I mean? Because she's had
a brother.
No, all the kids are gone. But then another thing is that she still lives with the husband. She still lives with Wiggle's husband. The mother and father still live together. So I'm not going to break up.
Separate them.
I can't have her. So again, I'm asking, this is like Bernie Sanders. I'm asking you again, if there is a child around 2 years old, a long-haired chihuahua that is up for sale, or adoption, but I don't want... The reason I want adoption is because I just think they're going to be... You know, you're not getting a quality... You get what you pay for. I don't want some mangled fucking dog in my house. But, you know, I respect anyone who would like to have that. And I mean, that might have came across wrong. You know what I mean? I just don't want... I can't have more problems than I already have. You know what I mean? I want the dog, but, you know, with a dog who may be older or not as well-treated for... And they're earlier in life. I can't afford to take on new problems just now. So that's why I need a good one. I need a fresh one. But yeah, so the Wiggles needs a companion. And I just, you know, I'm open with working with local shelters. I am hosting an adoption event.
When?
In December, I believe. So my vet.
Where?
This is a free shout out. I want free neutering for the rest of my life. You are vet. There's a vet place I go with at Wiggles' hospital. I go there, and that's where he gets all his doctor's things, and he has his surgeries, and it's his vet. They're open 24 hours a day. They host adoption events all across the city, and they work with chic influencers like myself.
Adopt.
So they're doing this adoption event, so I can't wait to be able to share more about it. But there's going to be a chic venue, and then I'm going to bring Wiggles, and Wiggles are going to host it. And, you know, you can come and meet all the dogs. So maybe I'll see if there's anyone there I can take home. I'm really annoyed. If nothing happens tonight, I'm gonna be pissed off. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna chain smoke on my front lawn, and just drink all the red wine out of the fridge, if no one comes over.
Wait, did you take anything back from France?
What do you mean?
Like wine or anything?
No, I didn't bring any food home because, to be quite honest, I wanted to go. And
I wish
do
you
the
brought that sandwich home.
I have it here. I can bring it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, can you do it, please?
Well, you have to come here to get it, and I can't travel into the building. You're not allowed to bring Cornichon and raclette cheese into that building. Will you come over after?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's happening.
Wait, so I'm so excited to talk about Revolve. So Mama has been in the gym. You know, I've been losing some pounds. And I went down a couple sizes. And I wanted to order, like, the cutest things from Revolve. Because they do have, like, amazing dresses and, like, the cute style and everything. And, you know, I'm working all the time and filming. I want to look cute now. So they have the cutest freaking outfits. I just ordered a couple outfits to wear. I got this really cute black dress. I got this cute skirt. And I'm wearing it all next week. I cannot wait. But Revolve, Revolve.com is where it's at. So the shopping experience on Revolve.com makes it so easy with the latest, most sought-after trends from top brands. I love that they give me curated edits for every occasion so I don't get stuck scrolling forever because I hate that. With over 1,200 brands and 100,000 styles, it's basically impossible not to find something that feels just right. Everything is authentic and high quality. New arrivals drop daily, and they have inclusive sizing from extra, extra small to 4X, which I love this because I can get Gigi stuff because my daughter like fits in adult extra, extra smalls now and extra smalls. So I could shop for me and her. And also, their customer service is amazing. They have fast free shipping and returns, so there's literally no stress. Revolve makes fashion feel fun and effortless, and that's why we always go back and shop.
I love it there. So whether it's a weekend away, a big night out, or just a little style refresh, your dream wardrobe just one click away. Head to revolve.com/snooki and shop her edits and take 15% off your first order with code Snooki. Fast two-day shipping, easy returns. It's literally the only place you need to shop from. That's revolve.com/snooki to shop her favorites and get 15% off your first order with code Snooki. Offer ends November 28th, so happy shopping. I have all the French food. I made Poppy came when I got home. Poppy, he was supposed to pick me up from the airport, but I was like, it was too frazzled. He's like, okay, tell me what your gates are at. I was like, I'm not. I said, just fucking get here. And he's like saying you can't. Like, that's why I can't deal with people picking up at the airport. Who still does that?
Well, sometimes when me and Giovanna come back from cheer, Gianni will grab us if it's like a decent time. But no, I get a car. I get Uber or car service.
It's too confusing, like, especially frazzled people. Because like, he's like, so well, tell me what entry door you're going to be. I was like, I don't fucking know. I said, I'm at the terminal B. Just fucking come. And then he's like, no, I'll leave.
Pick up, bitch.
He goes, once you get to the, tell me the door number, then I'll leave the house. I said, leave the house. I said, I don't want to going outside all my luggage like an asshole standing on the side of the road for fucking 40 minutes while I wait for you to leave your house. It's like, get here and just pull on the side of the road until I give you the call.
You know what I'm in the mood for?
What?
I'm in the mood for an airport-like restaurant.
Oh, like the Palm restaurant?
I want to go and get a martini and French fries.
Oh, I had martinis and French fries. I had French fries with every meal as well, and bread.
How is the martinis in France?
Not good. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Well, I only had, we were drinking champagne most of the time and wine most of the time. But then, like, when I went to this one cocktail bar and we asked for a martini, we just ordered a vodka martini, like a Grey Goose martini, whatever. Actually, Belvedere is my new choice of vodka. Belvedere martini. And it came with so much, they served me a brown drink. I was like, what the fuck is this? There was so much
brown.
It was so much olive juice in there. I was like, I guess they think like the, like Americans all like what, dirty martinis now. And I was like, no. I said, this is not it. So I had to send it back.
Was it like diarrhea brown?
It was just like full of olive juice. It was just like so thick with like, and I don't like dirty martinis at all. It's too salty. And I was going to blow up like a wood tick. So I said, I had to send it back. But, I gotta say, all the cocktails I had, none of the cocktails were like blowing my mind. Some of them were okay, but like most of the time we just stuck with really good wine because we just came from wine country and, you know, the wines are the best in the world.
Sunday, I have Giovanna's showcase for cheer. I'm so excited to see her routine. So we're doing the cheer competition. And then next week.
Is that where you're building that boo basket on TikTok?
I'm working, yes.
Did you like
my content?
I didn't watch it. I just saw that you had a basket and then I left. I did like it, but what went in the basket? I didn't stay to find out.
Yeah, so I made her a showcase basket and it's basically like everything that she needs for cheer, like hairspray, the little like wands that take away the flyaways. I got her all those and then just like knickknacks and like toiletries and like things that she's gonna need when we travel, because we do go to Kentucky in a couple weeks.
We do go to Kentucky.
Her first competition is in 25 days.
All right, Spooky, now think about this. Say I had an influencer weekend I have to go to in Miami and you have to make me a special basket. What are the things that you're gonna put in my basket for me to go on a brand trip to Miami on a gay brand trip?
I would definitely start with a hangover kit. So you would have like all like the good medicines and hydration stuff to make sure like you can keep up with like going out and having drinks. I would get you like a really nice cologne or like a mist so you smell good. Hair products. Maybe I would get you like a new foundation if you need it. Yeah, and just like nice toiletries, expensive toiletries.
Nothing for my personal life? You wouldn't get any rubber gloves or dental dams?
I'd probably throw in a couple hundreds.
Oh, I thought you meant like lube and like poppers.
No, because I feel like influencers are not like that. They're like,
You know, I haven't been on an influencer trip yet. I know that Tarte is looking. Tarte, thank you. I want to shout out to Tarte. They sent you and I both beautiful baskets. So Maureen, I'm going to say shout out to the Maureen. Thank you, Maureen, who sent Spooky a beautiful plethora of products. And I got home from Paris to a box that was here. All from Tarte. There are all these new products, these Marujuku juicy lip glosses and all these bronzers and mascaras. I'm gonna use it on you tomorrow, Mira. I'm gonna use it on tomorrow's photo shoot. Will be sponsored by Tarte. So thank you, Tarte, for that. But Tarte's doing a new brand trip, so I would love to be considered for that. Spooky, if you and I got invited to the Tarte brand trip, would you go? If it was in the place that you always want to go with a swim up, you each get a swim up little house.
Only if it was just us.
No, there'll be other influencers there.
No, I want it just us. When you were like, where are you going? Calm down. That was Sam's bridal shower.
I mean,
so I had to go to Brielle for that at this beautiful restaurant. And they had, oh my God, we all tried a pistachio martini and they had like the shavings on top. It was delicious.
Wait, side note.
So good.
Brielle, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite pizza place from Milburn, Vinny's Pizza, just opened up in Brielle, New Jersey. This is not an ad. I've never received a free pizza from them, but I am willing to take them. If you're in Brielle, New Jersey, go to Vinny's Pizza. It's going to blow your snurb off. It is the best fucking pizza in the world.
Nice.
Anyway,
knock your socks off.
So she looked very pretty in that white dress. Do you think she'll be mad if I wear a white? Remember I wore a white suit jacket to your gay friend's wedding and they threw me out?
I can't. So stupid.
Should we wear white? I don't think Sam would care.
Well, no, I have a dress fitting on Tuesday. I'm going to Castle Couture because everybody and their mother goes there on the show to get their dresses. And I never got a dress there before. And they have beautiful stuff. So I'm going to go there Tuesday to see what dresses they have for her wedding.
Oh, wait. I'm so silly. I thought that you're not a bride. They're not doing bridesmaids. It's just her sister and her friends, right?
No.
Her sisters and her friends are the bridesmaids.
Yeah, I think just her sisters. I don't know if her friends are even in it. I don't know.
That's a smart way to do it, too. It's too much fucking trouble. That's the thing. If any bride's listening to me, listen to me. I'm an old bitch, and I've been around this block for many, many moons. No one wants to be in your wedding. No one wants to, maybe a little, your sister or whatever, but a group of, I mean, even you. But
I want to be a guest bitch. You know, like, I love you. I'm here for you.
If you did your wedding again, you had fucking 40 bridesmaids. If you did it again, knowing what you know, it's like there's no one needs to.
I would still do it.
Okay. Well, I'd be considered this time.
Well, yeah, Mira, like it would definitely be a different crew because half of the girls, like, not, it's not that we don't talk anymore. We're not friends. We just, like, I haven't spoken to them in a while because of life and stuff, and they still live back home. So yeah, it would be a different group, but a lot. There'd only be like three different people. Everybody else would still be the same.
Right. But anyway, back to the, sorry to cut you off. back to the weddings, it's like, especially if, like, I can understand, like, really, really young brides, like, you know, like, in the early 20s, it's exciting for them. But, like, you know, like, when it's kind of push comes to shove, we don't need all that hoopla. I don't want to sit there for fucking 40 minutes while they announce all the people. I just want to get back to my entree and flirting with guys in the men's room and cater waiters. Like, when they have to announce all those people, I don't know. It's just not, I'm just bitter and old. But when I have my wedding, and in the nursing home, I'm gonna do things very differently.
Well, I'm in it.
Oh, for sure. Did you go to Kris Jenner's birthday party?
Wait, why was everyone there? Like every famous person that I know was there, and like all except the billionaires me. Were there.
I know.
Like,
I was.
Where
in Paris,
was
so
our invite?
Go. I know. I was in Paris, so I couldn't make it. I had to say, the one time I had to decline. I was so upset. I couldn't go.
Wait, so you commented on it and you were like, so sorry I couldn't make it. And people commented under it. You weren't even invited, loser.
I know. No, I was saying, Kris, thank you so much. What a magical evening. I said, it was such a magical evening. Thank you for having me.
And comments were like, you wish, bitch.
So she had it at, if you don't know, Kris Jenner turned 70 years old. Her face turned 2.
She's literally an infant.
It's happening.
Are you mamas tired of waking up hungover and worrying about what happened last night? Cause same. Now you can have fun and relax without any of the regrets with Willie's THC-infused social tonic. It's crafted by the legendary Willie Nelson and inspired by Willie's way of living, where peace flows freely and hangovers are a thing of the past. It is a low-calorie, low-sugar alcohol alternative that actually works, delivering a fast-acting, euphoric social buzz without the regrets that come with alcohol. Willie's social tonics come in 5 milligrams and 10 milligram doses and taste delicious with a subtle tropical citrus flavor that you can enjoy as a shot, sipped over ice, or mixed into your favorite mocktail. Willy's is not that feared edible you ate too much of in college or back in high school. Each bottle of Willy's is third-party lab tested for accurate dosage so you can trust and customize your experience. Willy's unique blend of THC, CBD, CBG, and L-theanine delivers a feeling of calm, clarity, euphoria, and relaxation. One shot of Willy's helps you relax, unwind, and de-stress. Perfect for taking the edge off at the end of a long day or socializing with friends, Willy's offers the kind of feeling that makes good company even better.
I love it as well. I keep that thing on me. Willy's sold out 3 times in the first 6 months with over 50,000 plus happy customers, and they just restocked. Willy's ships directly to your doorstep in 40 plus states. Order now at drinkwillys.com and use code Snooki for 20% off your first order plus free shipping on orders over $95. And enjoy the life in the high country. That's drinkwillys.com and use code Snooki for 20% off your first order. You're going to like to see over at Drink Willy's. She had it at Jeff Bezos' house and Lauren Sanchez at their house in California. And everyone was there. The list included Beyonce, Oprah, Gail. Who is this? Gail.
Mariah.
Mariah Carey. The entire cast of Kim's new show, Bill Justin Bieber, Paris Hilton, Paris Hilton's mom, Paris Hilton's grandmother, literally everyone and their mother was there. Every celebrity, Madonna, who else was there?
Madonna's.
I don't know, but I don't know, the presidents of all the Obamas were probably there. I don't know. Everyone was there, and she looked beautiful in a red dress. Armpit length gloves.
She just looks incredible.
But the guest of honor was her plastic surgeon that was there, that hot young thing.
I mean, does he do us common people or?
Yeah, he'll do anyone for
just the A-listers.
For $1 million. I think her face stuff was like $2 million. Anyway, the party was set to cost between $3.9 and $6.5 million for the party. Can you imagine paying $6.5?
I thought they always get trade outs.
I'm sure there's trade-offs, but I mean, I think now something like that, that's a question I have. Something like that. You have your party at Jeff Bezos' house. Does Jeff Bezos just pick up the tip, pick up the tab if you're having it at his house?
No, literally. Yes.
It's at his house. Like,
that was at his house?
Yeah, at his house. So it's like, so does he pay for the birthday? Did he throw the birthday? But for him, 6.6. How much do you think it is for him? For like,
that's chunk change.
For like, for someone like, not you, because you're in a different caliber than regular people, but like a regular person. Jeff Bezos, how much would that be?
I'm
like
regular.
Today? Not regular enough. Like, how much is $6.5 million to Jeff Bezos? How much would that be for a regular person? Would that be like $200 for a regular person? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How much is he worth?
According to Forbes.com, Jeff Bezos' net worth is $237.5 billion.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a quarter.
He better have picked up the tab. That's tacky if he didn't. That's literally like it's literally like $35 in Kohl's cash for him.
Well, are they like, are they besties like that?
Yeah, she went
to do that.
I mean, not besties, but Chris like went on Sanchez's bachelorette party when they got married. And that's another thing. A bachelorette party when you're 50. Sorry. The jig is up, sister. There's nothing virginal about your last hurrah. This is the last hurrah because you're going to be in the fucking grave soon, bitch. There's no, I'm just saying, 50-year-old women going on a bachelorette party. It's like I'm just hating today about bridal. I'm sorry to the bride.
You're jealous. It's okay. You're jealous. Well, question. Like, so Kris Jenner, she looks amazing. Like, she looks beautiful. Like, when I'm 70, I would love to look like her. But like, is she healthy? Is the insides healthy?
Well, she drinks and smokes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because 70's 70. 70's up there.
I mean, she works out. I mean, I think she's like healthy. But yeah, she drinks. I mean, I think that's the only bad habit she has. I'm sure she smokes drunk cigs because I've seen it before.
Totally.
But I think she's, you know, I'm sure she eats healthy. You know, I can't see her being like, you know, a slob.
No, I'm not saying that. It's like when you get older, things happen. You start like not.
Your mind goes. Your mind starts slipping.
Or yeah, or like something like goes wrong. Like even if you're the healthiest person ever, like just something happens because you're old. I guaranteed she drinks from the youth fountain. She's gonna die at like 200 years old.
Did you catch any of? I sent you clips yesterday, from the TV. I thought it was a horror movie I was watching, but it was just the third episode of All's Fair. I started watching All's Fair, Kim Kardashian's hit new show on the Hulu network.
Oh, no, I didn't watch it yet.
It's you know, the thing is,
everyone's saying her acting is not great. What do you think?
I mean, I think that that's a kind of, no one's tuning into that show for like real fucking time, like gut wrenching drama, like, you know, acting. It's like not an Academy Award fucking show. It's a campy, they're feeding the gays with the show. It's a gay show. That's what it is. It's costumes and drama and bitchiness and, you know, and backstabbing and vengeance and money. It's like that's what it's about. No one's tuning in to see someone like pour their heart out and portray a woman from, you know, the third world century that's you know, that's found her late husband. You know, it's nothing like that. It's all like fucking superficial Hollywood bullshit. And so it's like the acting, for if that's what the show is, the acting is perfect for what it is. And what I really think it is, if you saw it, this is just a playground for Sarah Paulson to like to be fucking funny. Sarah Paulson plays this like this villain in the show.
Wait.
And she's just so fucking funny.
Can we talk about how she was on the Kardashians and she was getting drunk with Meryl Streep?
Where? Who?
I saw a clip on TikTok. They're drinking martinis and they're both drunk and she is hysterical.
She's so funny.
Like in real life, she's funny.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
You need to be friends with her. Sarah Paulson, she's probably listening to the program. I know she listens.
Well, a big celebrity wants to be friends with me, so.
The one that commented on your
Christina
show?
Applegate.
What did she? Why is she bothering us? What does she want
from
us?
What do you mean she's iconic?
Is she jealous of me? Is that why she's trying to intervene?
I think she was drunk. Because, like, why did she say that?
What did she say? So, if you haven't watched, Spooky was, I got an alarming text in the middle of the night, and Spooky, it was, Christina Applegate wrote hi.
I think it was, like, 12:30 at night.
I was ripped from my sleep. I don't know what happened.
All she said was hi. And I'm like, is this
her real
account?
Did you reply
back? Yeah, I said, oh my God, hi, queen. Like, do you want to exchange numbers? Do you want to hang out? Like, what?
Did she follow you? Did you look? Did she see if she followed you?
Yeah, she's following me.
What do you think she wants?
She wants to be my friend. Like, can we hang out?
Wow. Go be with her.
I will.
No, stop.
Bye. Loser.
Well, that, no, I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm. Did she ever follow up? That she didn't follow up yet, though. I'm sure she will. She'll get around to it.
Maybe I'll DM her and say, hey, girl.
Do it.
I'll say, do you want to come over and hang out with me and my friend?
I wonder where she lives. She probably lives in Los Angeles.
We should get her on the podcast.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Bitch.
Do you remember what do you remember Christina Applegate from? Do you remember her from her original
Love and Family
role?
Love and Marriage?
Oh, you remember her from that? I don't know if you had that when you were your age.
Marriage.
Yeah, it was, what was it called? Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Back to All's Fair. Sarah Paulson is just playing this like villain character and just like so cunty and like so funny and get seeing all these hysterical like quotes and stuff. So I think it's just like fun for everyone. Funny fact that Kim Kardashian, everyone got paid tens of millions of dollars. Like, you know, Nicki Minaj got paid like $10 million.
They told you?
Because I saw it. Guess how much Kim got paid?
More than them?
$0. Kim would refuse to take a paycheck.
No way.
Yes. Kim refused to take a paycheck because she wanted to prove to herself that she could do this and be an actor and she didn't want it. She wants.
How do you know? Who said that? Who said that?
It's all over. It's all over the place. She didn't take a paycheck, and Kris Jenner was the executive producer of it. So she wants to prove to Ryan Murphy that it was like, you know, whatever. And
guaranteed, she makes more money than all those women put together. I mean, she's a billionaire.
True that. True.
She doesn't need it.
Motherfucking that. Some sad,
well, that's good.
Some unfortunate news is she's going, she made very public statements that she did not pass the California bar exam. Yeah, so it's kind of sad that she didn't pass, but you know what? We'll get them next time.
It's happening.
Are you going to BravoCon?
I thought that happened already.
It's this weekend. It's in Vegas. I'm not a Bravo fan, so it's not for me, but I think it's like the equivalent of DragCon. So it's like, you know, it's like all your favorite celebrities are there. They all have a booth and you can like have all different experiences. I think it's a fun idea.
Cool.
So it's the same thing I feel about BravoCon. It's how I feel about Taylor Swift. It's like not my thing, but I do appreciate that people that are into it have something so cool that they can go and do. Like I don't have anything like that. It used to be DragCon. Not DragCon, but that's like one thing I did like. But I'm not really watching Drag Race anymore. I'm, you know what I mean? I don't have anything like that for me to go out and do, but I'm excited for people that are Bravo fans that can go there and see everyone. If they had an HBO con, I'm sorry, if they had an MTV con, would you get a little booth?
I would be, Yeah, I would be the headliner and I would perform on stage.
Speaking of performing on stage, we just announced our...
My face isn't moving, look.
Already. We just announced our winter tour. We have 14 dates. We're coming to California. We're coming to Texas. We're coming to Florida. We're coming to the Midwest. We're coming to Idaho. Go to Joey Camasta's TikTok and follow for tickets.
All right, let's get to some voicemails.
Oh, yeah.
I do have to go soon. I got to get
Joey. Yeah, why don't you just kick it off, Spooky? I'm having a cup of coffee midday because I'm about to fall asleep. I woke up at 6 a.m.
I know. I will go take a nap.
I just caught up from my nap.
Hi, Snoopy and Joey. This is Raven from Columbus, Ohio. Just wanted to say I love you guys so much. And I just had a comment for Joey. Your impersonation of Caitlyn Jenner cracked me up every single time I hear it. And love you guys. Bye.
You haven't done that in a while. Where is she, by the way?
Caitlyn? Caitlyn wasn't
there. She like fell
off. You know,
off.
Krish, I want to say happy birthday. I know my daughters, Kimberly, Chloe, Kendall,
ew.
Kylie, I wish I could be there, but Krish, I wish you the best, and look who's here, wearing heels today. She wasn't invited to the party.
Oh, damn, do they not get along?
I guess not, but Scott Disick was there, which I like. It hurts my feelings when they try not to exile him from the family, and Courtney was my favorite, she still is, but I don't like when she's acting moody. I like when she's her funny
There's
self.
A rumor going around. There's a rumor going
that
around
she's fighting
that
her husband.
Travis has been cheating on her because
oh,
I guess
God
Travis
forbid.
Cheats. Travis cheats on all of his women.
That's not nice.
And they were saying it's allegedly all over TikTok.
Well, through that.
She found out that he's cheating.
Well, I hope
all right, next
true.
One.
Hey, Mom. Can I come in? First time caller, long time crusader. Just want to say that I love you both so much, and you guys definitely make my Fridays a lot more cheerier. So much so that my daughter even knows the intro of It's Happening, Happening. Anyways, I thought it was crazy that I'm traveling abroad at this crazy time here to Italy and Paris in 2 weeks, and I've never traveled outside of the United States, so just wanted to get some tips from you all. What do I need to know? What should I bring? What shouldn't I bring? I will be staying in Airbnbs.
Well,
this is a you question.
Well, welcome to Europe because
you're a veteran
I live now. I live
now.
I'm so excited. Airbnb is definitely the way to go. I was able to cook. I was able to like do. I think the one thing is I would bring if you're planning on cooking and like entertaining. I would bring your kitchen staples. Like I knew like when you're going there, there's not like even like Nicole's and I Airbnb at Cape May when we stayed, stunning house, a mansion, a beautiful thing. Like, but then like, you know, you never know if they're going to have it, like little things that you might need. It's like, so I would bring like things that you know you're going to need for whatever. So like for me, like I know I cook and there's never like really good knives there for like chopping and cooking. So I bring my own knife. I brought it overseas. I wrapped it in a kitchen towel and put it in my checked luggage. And I brought that. I brought a wine opener because God forbid you get there and there's not a wine opener. So just bring the little essentials that you think you're going to need. I mean, they should have everything, but just in case. And I try to make it homey. Like, I brought candles from home. Like, I wanted to, like, light candles and, like, they thank God they had them there. But, like, make it just, like, it gets, when you're in, like, those places, you're going to want to feel like a local. Like, and you feel so much cooler when you're staying in the Airbnb. I'm so happy you're doing that because you feel like, you know, if you're in a hotel, it's like, okay, it's like, especially for an extended period of time, a hotel room with just, you know, you and your friends or whoever you're with, you're going to get on each other's nerves. You need separate places. This is why Airbnb had two bedrooms, so he was able to go to his bedroom. So I just like living like a local and make, you know, just have fun and just like go with the flow and just, you know, don't be, it's not scary at all. No one's like trying to get you. Everyone speaks English. It's another thing. Don't ever worry about like, I had the translator app. I was studying all French on my Duolingo app. You don't need to. Everyone speaks English, but just if you give an effort to like say hello and goodbye and learn all the pleasantry words, it goes a long way. It's a respect factor. So in Italy, you know, you'd say ciao, or you know, Buenos Aires.
Ciao, bella.
Buenos Aires.
Come se dice?
Sera. They say Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. And you know, you say the word hello, goodbye, thank you, please, and in the language, and that goes a long way. In the country. So that's my one thing of advice. Learn a couple words.
There you go.
Spooky, we have one more?
One more.
What's up, bitches? It's Katie from Ohio. I have a couple of questions for you both. I love you guys both so much. Let's see, I have a question. When you are watching back Jersey Shore, do you ever think like, oh, wow, maybe I was overreacting or maybe I saw the situation wrong? Like, is that so uncomfortable to have to watch? And Joey, I want to know who your favorite person from the Jersey Shore cast is, and who's your least favorite? Don't be rude. Answer the question. Okay, love you. Bye.
How do I feel when I watch back? Yes, I'm like, bitch, why are you doing that? Like, calm down. Why are you speaking like that? Like, what are you doing? But also, like, I don't watch it because it's cringe. And yeah, I just pretend it never happened. So,
for the answer to your question, my favorite person from the show is Vinny's mom. And the
what?
And my least favorite person is Dren.
What about me?
You're the least. Dren is the least one. You're all my favorite. I'm only kidding.
Okay, obviously I'm your favorite, so besides me.
That's what I'm Paula? Saying. Obviously, you can't. No, it's Vinny. Besides you.
For real?
Well, we get along the most.
Wow.
We speak the most outside
That's
of work.
That's true. You guys do like hang out and stuff.
Well, just because we're both comedians on the scene. We're podcasting comedians
oh,
on the scene.
Oh, that's going to make him very happy.
And New York City. We're both New York City boys. And then, yeah, my least favorite's Dren. You know who I don't like, who I hate the most? The scheduling person who keeps taking my best friend away from me.
That's literally.
That's who I can't stand. The lady who schedules.
Okay, so Sally Ann.
No, I don't say that. She'll never have a job in Hollywood again. I'll never work in this town again.
She keeps adding on dates, this bitch.
Well, add on a roll for me, bitch. Well, this has been lovely. I do have to go because I have to start drinking wine and smoking cigarettes on my balcony. I'm practicing my French.
Well, I have to go get cheer ready, and I need my face to calm down from this Botox.
Well, I'm excited. I'll see you. I mean, I'll see you in a couple hours.
I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
Can you do me one favor though? Your hair looks so nice now. Are you putting it up in that half up, half down? Because we have a green screen tomorrow. And remember, they yell at me every time when that wild hair goes flipping around. Can you stop, put it up? Let me put it up for you.
No, I think it has to be down. I think it has to be down and curled.
Okay, good. So just don't do too much. You look pretty now.
I'm going.
What if you're all bright, banged and bruised up tomorrow with your Botox? I'm going to have to do some special tricks and tips and tricks.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
All right, whatever. Well, I love you, bitches. Go have martinis.
I love you guys so much. Wait, Nicole, I love you. Thank you for my hoodie. Don't forget my hoodie tomorrow.
I won't.
My pig hood. What is it? Cheeky hoodie. Chin up, panties down, girls. Everything will be just fine. Enjoy the weekend. Bonjour, pee-wee.